Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Galatians chapter 2, and I'm going to read the 21 verses of Galatians chapter 2 because it contains one of my favorite verses. Galatians chapter 2. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation as set before them, though privately before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain. But even Titus, who was with me, was not forced to be circumcised, though he was a Greek. Yet because false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy out our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, so that they might bring us into slavery, to them we did not yield in submission even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me, God shows no partiality, those, I say, who seemed influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles, and when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, "If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified. But if, in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose." That is a powerful chapter of Scripture. So let's dissect it by looking at these journal entries from 1999, 2008, and 2012. In 1999, I wrote, "Paul visits Jerusalem and compares his gospel with the pillars, Peter, James, and John, quote, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." And then, referring to verse 20, I wrote, for myself, "Crucified with Christ, parentheses, at age 15, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and I live by faith." Yes, that's that favorite verse of mine, Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Going back to that little personal anecdote I referred to yesterday about the baseball draft, my entry today says, I am the proud father of a professional baseball player. Jason A. Huth drafted yesterday by the Cincinnati Reds in the 26th round. 26, the number he wore on his uniform. He gets a chance to play. That's what he wanted. We're all so excited and happy for Jason. It was his highest draft of his three. He got drafted by San Francisco out of high school in the 42nd round. After junior college by Montreal, I think it was in the 40s. He's headed for Florida Instructional League, then rookie ball in Billings, Montana. Yeah, that was a pretty exciting day in the Huth family. And you may wonder if you ever saw Jason Huth's name in a major league box score. Well, no, he did play 2 years of minor league ball before giving up his baseball career, getting married, and starting a family. Back to the more spiritual aspects of today's recording. In 2008, I wrote, Paul got the gospel from Jesus, not from men, but he submitted his message to the apostles for confirmation that he was on the right course. We need to be careful our message, our gospel, is in line with true Christianity, too. That's why I am under the authority of my pastor in the Ezra Project. Submit, yes. But back down on what Jesus has entrusted to us? No. Paul confronted Peter publicly for the sake of the gospel. That took assurance that he had the gospel right. The question of the day was whether Christians had to become Jews first. Paul said no. Peter wasn't sure that salvation was only in Christ or also in keeping the law. We have such issues today, and they need to be addressed and solved. For example, is Jesus the only way, or do many paths lead to salvation? Quote, nevertheless, knowing that a man's not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, that's verse 16, and a verse that I try to live by, Galatians 2:20. That was my entry in 2008. So the message in chapter 2 is, what is the true gospel? I wish preachers today were so concerned about the gospel they preach. Oh, how we need a true, consistent gospel message from our churches today. What is the true gospel? According to Paul in Galatians chapter 2, it's pretty clear. I close with two verses. Verse 16, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. And once again, that great verse, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, thank you for the one true gospel. We are not justified by the works we do in this life. We are justified through faith in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Thank you that as we read your word, the gospel becomes very clear. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in whose name we pray. Amen.